Say over there in the 23rd verse of the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks it's foolishness. There's a lot of people out there today that think the preaching of the cross is foolishness. Amen? It is true. And then in the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, the second verse, and this has got to be one of the things, for I determined not to know anything among you. Listen, for I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen? I want to tell you what, isn't it great? Isn't it just something that we have the cross of Christ that we can put our trust and our hope in one day? When He died upon it, we looked to it through the blood that was shed. And you know what? I thank God this evening for the cross of Jesus Christ, and He was willing to go to it. You know, I just thank Him for that and praise His holy name for that this evening. I'll tell you, I'm going to preach a little bit. We talked a little bit this morning before I left about fishing, you know. Most of you guys are probably planning on a trip of going fishing here for too much longer. I realize that. But you know what? Bible tells us to be fishers of men, does it not? Tells us that's what we should be. And what got me thinking about this, I told you a story here a while back about running into Moose out at Walmart. And we're standing there talking about the Lord, me and him and Tink, and we're standing there talking. Then I said, we got a woman, and he said, what was he doing in here? And he looked at me and said, I'm in here fishing. And I said, you're in here? He said, yeah. He said, I've been back here for a little bit. He said, now I'm going to go down this way for a while. And you know, just go all over the place with the opportunity of finding someone that he could talk to about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, folks, you know, this is something I'm going to get into a little bit more here in a little bit. But you know what? If you're going to go fishing, you're going to go someplace where the fish is at. Am I right? You're not going to go someplace where this muddy little pool of water where there's nothing in it and throw a line in, or at least I hope you wouldn't, and try to catch something out of that thing, right? You're going to go where the fish are at. That's where you're at. And you know what? Praise God, I think as Christians, I believe we need to go where the fish is at. And you know, I'll read you scripture here in a little bit. There's something we may not realize, though, and I want to say this. And I will say this with all honesty. Do you know that Satan is a fisher of men also? Oh, yes, he is. He's very good at his craft, very good at what he does. But you know what? I want to talk a little bit about that scene. I want to get into some points here this evening. You know what? Satan is a very good fisherman. Satan's fishing trip. I'm just going to read Luke 4, chapter 1 through 13. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed him unto all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down hence. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering him said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this evening, I want to thank you for this opportunity I have again this evening to stand before you. I want to thank you, Lord, for all that you give us, Lord, for your word. I want to thank you for your spirit. I want to thank you for the comfort that you give us. I want to praise you. I want to thank you for those that's made their way out here this evening, Lord. I pray, Father, now tonight, Lord, that you would open up their hearts. Open up my mouth again, Lord, that I could preach the way that you'd have it. In Jesus' name we pray and ask. And amen. You know, the devil would love nothing better than to lure you in, to hook you, and to net you. Do you understand that? I believe we all do that. He would love nothing better than that. You know what? We have all been bombarded with temptations in our life at some time in our life. Have we not? We have been bombarded by them. I don't care who you are in this church building tonight, or who we run into after tonight, we are not exempt from the devil trying to tempt us and bring us and lure us in, right? I don't care from the oldest, most experienced Christian down to the youngest Christian. I'll tell you what, we can be tempted and we can be tried. Even Jesus was tempted. I just read that to you, what happened right there. Even he was tempted. The difference was that Jesus was not hooked, and we know that. He come down here as a man in the flesh. He was tempted in every way that we were tempted, yet he did not fail. Amen? He did not fail. Those of you who fish have learned, there's several things concerning fishing. Always fish where the fish are at, right? Always fish where they're at. Am I true about that? I'm not the greatest guy in the world to go fishing, I'll tell you that. But I know a lot of you in here are. If you're going to go fishing for trout, you probably wouldn't go to the Ohio River to fish for trout, am I right? I don't think so. You go where they stalk them, is that right? Oh, and also, know the conditions. Know the conditions of the place where you're going to fish. You guys that know that that fish a lot, you know that when you're going to a place to fish, you know exactly the conditions of that place where you're going to fish at. What the water is, what it's all about, you all know that. And you know the kind of fish you're fishing for and use the appropriate kind of bait, amen? You wouldn't go take a huge lure to go fish for trout, am I right? Now, like I said, I haven't been fishing much, but I know that you wouldn't take a lure that big to go fish for trout. At least not what my son showed me. His stuff's little stuff. And another thing that you're going to do when you go fishing, you're going to be persistent. Amen? Right? You better be persistent. You want to talk about having patience? You better be patient when you go fishing. I've been many a time. You better be patient. As Christians, we should learn these tactics also, and we should use them to our advantage. But I want you to know something. Satan could also use those same tactics against us. And that's what I want to get into a little bit this evening about. Satan is not omnipresent. That's the first thing I want to tell you this evening. He's not omnipresent. But when he does, he decides when and where he's going to go fishing. Now, he knows everybody in here, and he knows what their life is about. And I want to tell you something. He knows what tempts you. Amen? He knows what turns your crank, if I could say it that way. And I want to tell you what turns your crank may not be what affects me. And I'll tell you, the Satan ain't going to come at me the same way that he's going to come at you. But I want you to know, Satan knows, whenever he gets here, he knows just exactly what to use as bait. He knows just exactly. He's got to figure it out. He knows what lures work. Satan is always persistent. He is always persistent. He has always been persistent to come after me. And I guarantee you, he will always be persistent to come after you. Amen? He will do that. How can we have victory over him? How can we do it? How can we not become one of them that he can put up on the wall and mount and say, listen, I got that one. I got that. How can we do that? Listen, I think the Word of God shows Satan will tempt us when we are right after we're on a mountaintop experience. Let's learn that. Look what he did to Jesus. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. I want you to know something. Jesus was right at the top of it right here. Amen? It said, and Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. And being full of the Holy Ghost. Jesus was on top of it right. And he, as he always, but he was full of it at this point in time. He had just got baptized. Remember in chapter 3? How that whenever he come up out of the water, what come down on him? The Holy Spirit of God come down upon him as a dove. And praise God, he was on top of it. Now I want you to know something this evening. You may be going through a battle now and just come through it. And I want you to know you may have fought your way through it and God may have helped you through it. And you're on top of the mountain here tonight. I don't know where you may be, but I want you to know you better be careful because Satan may be around trying to lure you because you're right at the top of it right now. You may be. Listen, if he does that to our Lord and Savior, what do you think he would do to us? Amen? What do you think he would do to us? Say, Jesus was right on the top. He was right there right after he'd come up out of the water. And I want you to know, and it tells us that he returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit of the, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And those days did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterwards hungered. And I want to tell you something right now. What Satan will also do to you. Whenever you are weak, whenever you are maybe at your weakest moment, maybe you're sick, maybe you're tired, maybe there's different things going on in your life. But I want you to know Satan is around and he will try to snare. Listen, whenever you're going through things, I know just like we went through this week with my wife being in the hospital. I'll tell you what, you know how it is if you have someone that's sick. You know what? You too are down. You're kind of depressed about what's going on here. But you know what? Praise God. He can come to you and talk to you and lift you up in those moments. If you let Him, you do not have to stay down or praise God. Praise God. When the Satan just trying to lure you. He's trying to say, listen, you know what? Yeah, your wife's sick. And you know what? Just don't worry about it. You know what? God's not there taking care of anything. You better get a little bit down. Satan will do that. And he did that to me this past week. And he'll do it to you if you're going through something in your life. But listen, it's just a lure of Satan. And we've got to know how he's working. If he worked on our Lord and Savior this way, he's going to work on us. We have to know. Once he's got that figured out, I'm going to tell you what, he knows what the Lord works. How can we have victory? Satan will tempt us right after we're on a mountaintop experience. Matthew tells us that it happened directly after he was baptized. And in chapter 3 and 21 and 22, we go back over to that, and I'll read that to you before I go any farther with this. Luke 3, 21 and 22, and it says, and when 8 days were accomplished, and the circumcision of the child was come, and was called Jesus, which was surnamed of the angels, therefore he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As was written of the law, every male that opened the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice, according to which was said, a law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and for the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it said, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord, and he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him after the custom law, then they took him up into the arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now thou lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy words, for my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all thy people. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, you know what? Whenever we look upon Jesus, and just like you said, he was brought there by the Spirit of God. And I want you to know something this evening. Praise God. You know what? When Satan is tempting us, and all we have to do is look and search for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want you to know when we come to us, when we find Him, praise God. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you what, we will know it. Amen. Can you say amen to that? We will know it. Thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord. And also look at 4:1 here again. And it says there, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned to Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. Brothers and sisters, you and I can fight off the temptations if we just keep our hands in Jesus and we also keep the Holy Spirit moving in our lives and upon our lives. Amen. We can fight off what the devil has to bring forth. Beware, Satan will be fishing and trying to hook you when you are at your weakest point in your life. We just have to remember. We've got to remember to look to Him. Try to feel for the Holy Spirit to continue in our lives. We've got to try. Physical weakness. Imagine the physical strain that was upon His body, upon Jesus' body, after being hungered for 40 days. And it says 40 days and 40. And He had hungered. And I'll tell you what, imagine what was upon Him and the strain that was upon Him. But listen, He did not fail. He did not stumble. And praise God, when we're going through the little things that we go through, I want you to know this evening that we can make it through. Amen? We can do that. We can get through if we just keep our eyes upon Jesus. Or when the body is weak, when we're hungry, also when we're alone. Jesus was alone at that time. Do we see that? The disciples were not with Him. Sometimes, you know what? We need the presence of Christian people in our life. Whether or not we talk to them on the phone, whether or not we communicate to them through whatever way of email or whatever you do, we need Christian people in our lives to help communicate to us. Do we not? Amen. Whenever we're alone, you know what? Satan can use that against us sometimes in our minds and in our hearts. You know, I've often said this and I believe this. The character of a Christian is not so much is whenever you see them when they're out amongst everybody. The character of a Christian is when they're by themselves. Amen? It's when they think nobody's watching. When there's nobody there. That's when you see the true character of a Christian. That's when you can see it. That's when the true character of a Christian comes out. I want you to know, whenever we are alone, Satan will try to tempt. And that's just exactly what he did to Jesus. The disciples weren't there. And he tried to tempt him and tried to get him there. Listen, what are the lures about? What kind of lures were you? You know what he tries to lure us with and try to do? He tries to take the cross out of the equivalent. That's what Satan tries to do. He does not want the cross involved. That's why I read what it did over there about, I've come to preach nothing unto you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You know why? Because when Satan, when he tries to tempt us, when Satan's trying to break us down, he wants the cross out of our life. He doesn't want the cross to be used. He wants it out of there. And I want to tell you something this evening, brothers and sisters. We need to run to the cross of Jesus Christ. We need to run to it. Whenever he's casting those lures at us and he's trying to reel us in, pray God, we need to run to the cross. We need to run back to the blood of Jesus Christ and get back to it and say, God, I need your presence in my life one more time. Amen? I need you to guide and direct me. Praise God. Satan's trying to get Jesus to, he's trying to get Jesus to sin against God is what he's trying to do. He's trying to lure him to do it. You know why? If he would accomplish that, the cross would have been of no effect. It would have been void to us. I'll tell you what, praise God, this evening Jesus Christ went through and he went through and made it through. Amen. He went through the temptation. And you know what? Even after it was done, it said Satan left him alone a little bit. Satan never went completely away from Jesus. He was always around him. Always trying to tempt him. Always trying to get him to sin. And listen, just because you've won one battle over the devil, I want you to know he's still going to be there time after time in your life trying to tear you down and bring you down. That's why it's important for us as Christian people to remember this. Satan is a very good fisherman. And I'll tell you what, he will try his best to lure you in. And let's remember that. Let's remember that. Praise God. He tries to get us to doubt our relationship with God. Have you ever doubted your relationship with the God that you serve? There have been times in my life, even as a minister, and I hate that, I'm ashamed to say this, but there have been times in my life that I have doubted that I should even be up here preaching. I doubted in my life. What are you doing? You're supposed to be this. You're supposed to be a Christian. Why are you doing this? And I've had to go back and get on my knees and say, God, I know you're real. I know you're there for me. I know you're there. And then I feel the Spirit of God working back in my life. And Satan will try to use that doubt. I'll tell you what, and whenever he does, I want to tell you something. Take him back and rub his nose in the place where you got saved. I tell you that. Take that old boy right back to that place where you got saved and say, now see, right there. Right there is where it's at. You know where mine was at. Mine was in Mannington, West Virginia. You know where mine was at. And you know where yours is at. And I can take him back there and I can say, listen, old boy. I said, I know what you're trying to say. But I know what the power of God's telling me. And I know that I'm all right. He tries to use that. He tries that lure to tell you that, you know what? You're not right. There's something wrong in your life. You know what? You just need to give up on this thing. But you'll never be right. He's lying to you. He's a liar. He's a liar and he will continue to lie to you. Notice again the devil said, tell these stones to become bread. You know what? He told him there, he said, make these stones become bread. You know what? He knew Jesus was hungry. And I'll tell you what, there's going to be times in your life. There's going to be times in your life. And you know what? Old Satan's going to come to you, you know, and you're going to say, you know what? I want a little more. Oh, you know what? You deserve a little more than what you got in this life. You deserve to be treated better. You deserve more of this. You deserve more of that. But we need to turn to him whenever he's talking to us like that. You know what? We need to put our nose right in the Word of God. You say, devil, you go right on talking. I'm going to believe the Word of God. Amen. But I'm going to believe that the Word of God tells me and says, be thankful for what he's given me. Be thankful for the things in this life he's given me. Don't look around you and wish you had what this one had. Don't look around you and wish you had what that one had. Or that you had this or a better job or this or that. Be thankful for what God has given you today. Right this moment. Be thankful for that. I'll tell you what. I've seen too many people ruin their lives. I've seen it. Ruin their lives because they thought that they deserved better, that they wanted better. I'm going to tell you this, Satan can work in so many ways. But I want you to know, Satan can lure things and make them look just great. You know what? As my grandmother used to tell me, the grass is not always greener on the other side, Dave. She used to say, I tell you, my grandmother used to tell me a lot of things. I was raised by her, and she used to say a lot of things. But you know what? The wisdom that come out of that old lady's mouth sometimes, I still to this day, I understand what she meant. I understand what she meant. But you know what? Satan tries to lure us. Satan will try to do whatever he can. They'll send them tempting Christians. He tries to overthrow our relationship with the living God. That's what Satan's trying to do. When he's trying to lure us, when he's trying to reel us in, he's wanting us to give up that relationship we had with the living God. You know what? Jesus sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Right now. Right now. Our Lord and Savior is sitting on the right hand of God, making intercession for everybody in this church. Everybody. And you know what? I don't want to give that relationship up. Right. Me and my wife talk all the time. I love talking to my wife. I love talking to her about things. And me and her talk, and yes, we disagree. We disagree on things. We're husband and wife. We're going to do that once in a while. But you know what? We agree on more than we disagree upon. And praise God, I love that relationship. But I know this evening. I love the relationship that I have with my Lord and Savior even more. Even more. He understands me beyond anything in this life. He understands my life. He understands her beyond anything in this life. He understands you. He knows where we're coming from, does he not? I don't want to ruin that relationship. Amen. Do you? I don't want to ruin it. And you know what? Satan is trying. He's luring. He's trying to fish us in. And you know what? Not only does he use a lure, but you know what? He may get us hooked. But you fishermen know that there are fish that can spit that baby out, right? Right? There are fish that can spit those hooks out. And I want you to know something this evening. Satan may have you hooked. Spit it out. Get it out of there. Spit it out. Don't let him get you up on shore and get you in the net and get you hooked and brought up and put you on a wall for one of his mouths. Don't let him do that. Don't let him lure him. You know what? Get unhooked, amen? Get unhooked. Get unhooked. Christ refused to comply with any of his temptations. And whenever we know that Satan's coming after us, and we can know it, we can know. My Bible tells me to try the spirits. Does it not? Does your Bible say the same thing? It says try the spirits, because you know what? You'll know whether or not they're right or wrong. Amen? You'll know. And brothers and sisters, whenever we see that hook coming, I'll tell you what, if you take after it and you find out it's bad, get unhooked. Spit it out and get away from it just as fast as you can. Don't let Satan get you hooked in and draw it in. Don't let him do it. Jesus warded off all the temptations that come his way. He warded them all off. Listen, no matter what Satan threw at him, and we know this because you guys have heard this preached before. But how did Jesus Christ ward off the temptations of the devil? He used the Word of God against him, right? That's what he did. And you know that. You've heard that preached down through the years. I've heard it preached time and time again. But whenever Satan comes against us, we can use the Word of God against him. So whenever he's luring us in there, and we see that, you know what, maybe we think it's not just right, go to the Word of God and look and pray and say, listen, Father, I know that this is your holy word. I need you to show me what is right and what's wrong. And pray God, I believe God will show you what's right and wrong. It's in here. It's in the book. It's in there. Praise God. You know, and as I said it here before, and I've heard brother preacher say it, you know, it's in your book also. It's if you've got the Word of God, it's in yours also. Read it and see. Jesus beat all of them. You know what? Here's the devil tempting you to presume upon the promises of God. The third one right there, he was trying to get Jesus to fall because of the promises of God. And Jesus knew what he was trying to do. And you know what? There's times in our life whenever we take the Word of God and we try to twist it around. There's too many churches out here in this world. Can you say amen to this? There's too many preachers out here in this world. There's too many people out here in this world trying to take the Word of God and twist it around. And just to make it to where, you know what? It's to their advantage and not to God's. I want you to know something. We have got to keep the Word of God pure. We've got to keep the Word of God to where it's still, we can see people saved. Amen? What is our main purpose on this planet? To see people saved. Amen? We are of praise and to worship our Lord and Savior. I understand that. And we need to praise and worship Him till we go to our dying breath. But you know what our main goal on this planet should be? Is to take somebody with us. Amen? Don't let Satan, do not let Satan lure you away from that great commission that God give us. Don't let him do that, praise God. I'll tell you what, Satan is a fisherman. He is a fisherman of men. But you know what? We can beat him. We can beat him. All we have to do is put our hand in Jesus' hand, walk with him, listen to his word, and praise God, we can beat him. Amen? We can do that. That's all I have this evening. They come and get us home.